Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is the first Big Scary News for the year 2019, and we're going to start it off on a positive note with news on our 4,400th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to congratulate Mercedes Gonzalez of Las Vegas, Nevada, for being our 4,400th like on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and please tell others to do the same. Remember folks, for every 100th like on Facebook, we'll give out a shout-out. Once again, thank you to Mercedes Gonzalez of Las Vegas. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and stay tuned for our new Instagram page coming soon. We have a little TV news from the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina via BloodyDisgusting.com. As announced previously, the second season of Netflix's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, aka Part 2, will arrive on April 5th, and we've learned via official network Netflix press release that the series has been renewed through a fourth season. Parts 3 and 4 will begin production next year, with 16 total episodes airing between the two seasons. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina imagines the origin and adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch as a dark coming-of-age story that traffics in horror, the occult, and of course, witchcraft. Tonally in the vein of Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist, this adaptation finds Sabrina wrestling to reconcile her dual nature, half-witch, half-mortal, while standing against the evil forces that threaten her, her family, and the daylight world that humans inhabit. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of voice actor Roger Jackson to the lineup of Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening January 25th through the 27th at the Atlanta Sheraton downtown. Jackson is known for providing the voice for the serial killer Ghostface in Scream, as well as Scream 2, Scream 3, and Scream 4. He's also appeared in animated films and television series like Walt Disney's Book of Pooh. He also voiced the maniacal monkey genius Mojo Jojo and the rowdy rough boy Butch on the Powerpuff Girls. Jackson has also played an active role in the video game industry, voicing heroes for Galleon and Baldur's Gate, robots in Thrillville, Off the Rails, and working for several Star Wars and Star Trek titles. On top of that, he provides voices for all the original cats on the Cats virtual pet program. He's contributed to Final Fantasy X and King's Quest VII and has done educational programs for both The Learning Company and Broderbund. For American McGee's Alice and its sequel Alice Madness Returns, he's provided the voice for the Cheshire Cat, Mad Hatter, the Dormouse, and the Jabberwock. In addition, he's played the tyrant Colonel Noman from Zone of the Elders and Zone of the Elders the Second Runner, and voiced John O'Connor in Delphine Software's International Fade to Black. Tickets for Days of the Dead Atlanta are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Sanctuary Haunted Attraction in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Back by popular demand, the Apocalypse World Tour is coming to the Sanctuary, Oklahoma's premier haunted attraction, on January 25th and 26th. Gather your team, retrieve your M4 rifles, and prepare for the annihilation of the zombie hordes. It's a real-life Call of Duty zombie hunt, and there's no age limit. Guns weigh approximately 5 pounds. There's tons of fun, Reserve your tickets now before it sells out. Visit apocalypseworldtour.com/tour-dates/Oklahoma City for more information. We have this news from the upcoming film, Zombieland 2, via the GWW.com. Ghostbusters star Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray are currently set to join the cast of Zombieland 2, Double Tap. The GWW has confirmed the circumstances and size of their role is currently unknown, but they will be playing fictional versions of themselves. The follow-up to 2009 Zombieland will feature all the main characters from the first movie, with Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, Jesse Eisenberg, and Abigail Breslin all returning. Ruben Fleischer is also returning to direct the sequel, hopping straight off his box office smash, Venom. The pick is currently set to release in October of 2019. As always, we'll keep watching this story and bring you updates as we get them. I thought Bill Murray died in the first one. Maybe he's a zombie. We have this news from the upcoming season of Stranger Things via CNN. It's a good thing you'll probably be off for the 4th of July, because Netflix has announced that's the day it will release the eagerly awaited new season of Stranger Things. The streaming giant used the New Year's holiday to tweet an image showing the show's cast with fireworks and the words July 4th. Netflix has also released a video showing footage of the countdown on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in 1985, the year in which the new season is set, before revealing the premiere date. Netflix has been teasing the new season for months. Last month, it released a brief trailer featuring the episode titles. Stranger Things Season 3 reveals episode titles in July. The streaming service put out a trailer that featured a faux advertisement for Starcourt Mall, which appears to be the center of serious action. The sci-fi horror series set in Hawkins, Indiana, the fictitious town, has been a huge breakout hit. In March, executive producer Sean Levy gave attendees at the PaleyFest television festival some scoop on what would be going down in Season 3. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Levy shared that 11, played by Millie Bobby Brown, Mike, played by Finn Wolfhard, Lucas, played by Caleb McLaughlin, and Max, played by Sadie Sink, would all be enjoying coupledom. Mike and 11 are going strong, so there's a relationship that continues, and the same with Mad Max and Lucas. But then again, they're like 13 or 14-year-old kids, so what does romance mean at that stage of life? It can never be that simple, and stable relationships, and there's fun to that instability. Unquote. As always, we'll keep you updated as we get more information. We have this news regarding Tim Burton. Back in 2009, Tim Burton's artwork was featured in a show at New York's Museum of Modern Art. That was a massive success. And up next, he's bringing his talents to Las Vegas. As reported by the Las Vegas Weekly, Burton's first U.S. art exhibit in nearly a decade will take over downtown's Neon Museum from October 15th until February 15th, 2020. Tim Burton at the Neon Museum will feature new and previously displayed large-scale work by the celebrated filmmaker, animator, and author, and will be staged in such a way as to take full advantage of the Neon Museum's combination of indoor and outdoor spaces. The show, a site-specific collaboration between the museum and Burton, will allow the filmmaker to reflect on his creative legacy while showing his love for the Neon Boneyard, which he popularized during a memorable sequence in his 1996 comedy, Mars Attacks. Quote, "To say we're flattered that Mr. Burton has chosen our museum for this exhibition would be an understatement," said Neon Museum President and CEO Rob McCoy. "But when you think about it, Tim is one of the few artists who can match the great imagination of Las Vegas." Road trip, anyone? I'm game. We have an update from the West Coast Haunters Convention coming to Portland, Oregon. We have a celebrity guest announcement. We are thrilled to announce that celebrity makeup artist V. Neal will be joining us for our 2019 West Coast Haunters Convention. Neal has won 3 Academy Awards for Beetlejuice, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Ed Wood. She's been nominated for 8 Oscars in total. Neal also served as a judge on the sci-fi original series Face Off, which featured makeup artists competing for thousands of dollars in prizes. In addition, Neil has worked for all of the films on the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Other notable films include Austin Powers in Goldmember, The Hunger Games, The Hunger Games Catching Fire, AI, Artificial Intelligence, Hook, and Edward Scissorhands. We couldn't be more excited to welcome her to our West Coast Haunt family this May. And yes, she's agreed to judge the costume contest. Get more information on the West Coast Haunters Convention at hauntersconvention.com. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted Attraction in Plano, Texas. The air of love has a bitter burn when expelled from the lungs of Giselle Scuro. Giselle, a young witch, took herself away from Coven Manor across the countryside to spy for her sisters. Amongst the town folk, unrecognized for what she was, she met a handsome young baron whose bold spirit and love of life rivaled her own, and so she took to Daniel Wagoneer. He rode her through the towns and estates, showing off his lovely prize, for Giselle was lovely indeed. Despite herself, she grew more than fond of the young baron, and he for her as he flaunted her up to his high society peers, unaware of her ghoulish secret. Their love was a burning, passionate fire, brightening everywhere they went, some even claiming that they could see the glow at a distance. Consumed by her fervent love for this mortal man, Giselle decided she would tell him what she was, keeping her heart hopeful that he would join her. She rode to his home one evening to tell the baron her news, but found it was too late. One of her own sisters, in a terrible fit of jealousy, had told Daniel the news, and he hanged himself. Unable to bear the disgust and horror at his deeds, in a broken-hearted rage, Giselle has now cast a spell of darkness over the estates and surrounding countryside, determined that all would suffer as she is suffering, with sudden darkness and torment inside. Dark Hour presents Fever, February 14th through the 16th. Get more information and tickets at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. We have this news from The Haunt in Atascadero in Atascadero, California. The Haunt in Atascadero is pleased to announce its third annual Valentine's Day Haunted House. With its candy factory theme, it promises to be a scary alternative to the candy and roses of a traditional Valentine's Day offering. In addition to the regular show, there will be a daytime Lights On tour without the scares and monsters for the faint of heart, as well as a night terror show where the only thing between you and the darkness is a lantern. Come show your sweetheart that you really, really scare. Tickets for the regular show and night terrors are $12 each, or 4 for 40. Lights On tours are $5 each, or 4 for 15. Friday, February 8th, 15th, and 22nd from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Saturday, February 9th, 16th, and 23rd from 6:30 to 9:30. Thursday, February 14th from 6:30 to 9:30. The Lights On tour, Sunday, February 10th from 2:30 to 4:30. Night Terrors is Sunday, February 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. Located at 5805 El Camino Real in Atascadero, get more information by calling 805-221-5804 or visiting thehauntinatascadero.com. We have this news from the Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia. Are you brave enough to go through Folklore's Haunted House in the dark with only a dim light to guide your way? Come celebrate Valentine's Day at one of Georgia's scariest haunted houses. It's My Bloody Valentine on February 15th and 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is only $20. Tickets are sold at the ticket window only. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/folklorehauntedhouse. And finally, we have this news from the 2019 Vampire Ball coming to Lincoln, Nebraska. Join Portal Events on Saturday, February 16th for the 2019 Vampire Ball. The glamour, style, and sophistication of the vampire culture will come alive once again, this time at the glorious Cornhusker Marriott in Lincoln, Nebraska. This event is 18 and over only and ends at the stroke of midnight. This year we're offering three options for a fantastic night of vampiric fun. The VIV, very important vampire, ticket holders, The doors open at 5, with dinner served at 6, and dinner and show ticket holders. The doors open at 5, and a dinner served at 6, and the dance-only ticket holders, the doors open at 8 p.m. The door policy is you must be 18 with government-issued photo ID, no exceptions, and in proper dress code, no jeans or sneakers, etc., with vampire, formal, medieval, steampunk, or gothic attire recommended. Masquerade masks and vampire fangs are highly encouraged. Overnight accommodations are available at a discounted rate for Vampire Ball attendees at the Cornhusker Marriott. Please call the front desk at 402-474-7474 to reserve your room. Get more information at NebraskaVampireBall.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, one of the cool things about going to haunt conventions and shows is the fact that you can always see black t-shirts. Generally those with some sort of scary picture on it, like clowns or something, or the actual haunted house that you're promoting. Everybody loves black t-shirts. That's just kind of the haunter's uniform, so to speak. But you know, a few years ago, a company started popping up with a lot of great black t-shirts, but they also offered a whole lot of other cool colors, the standard orange jack-o'-lantern shirts, and lots of other cool stuff. You've probably seen them at Transworld or at some of the other conventions around the country. I'm talking, of course, about haunt shirts, which if you don't own haunt shirts, you should, because I have several, love them, and they've got a special cool thing coming on out for HauntCon. They've got a whole new line of shirts coming out. I've got Melissa and James Winton from the Dallas, Texas area, the owners of Haunt Shirts. Guys, are you with me?
We are.
We are here.
Hey, great to talk to you again. Now, Haunt Shirts, you know, we've seen you at various conventions. You've always got these great designs and everything, but you've got something special coming out for HauntCon, which is, oh my gosh, just a few short days away.
Oh my gosh, don't remind us.
Is it really?
I think we might be past panic mode. Yes, we have some new stuff ready to kind of debut at HauntCon. Everybody has, I guess, I don't want to say everybody, but we've been very welcomed and well-received in the Halloween and haunt industry as haunt shirts and this line of haunter wear that we have been doing the last few years. And, and you know, throwing some curveballs in there, you mentioned that we don't just do black shirts. We actually brought out other colors, tan, navy blue, red,
purple.
And we were getting such a huge response from a lot of people, Halloween and haunters, enthusiasts and such, that say, we love our black, but holy cow, it's nice to change it up and have a different color every now and then. Mm-hmm. So few years ago or a couple years ago, I kind of wanted to expand on that and came to James with this idea of what if we kind of merged Halloween with surfer-inspired or, you know, streetwear-type-inspired designs. And at the time, it was, we don't really know how it's going to be received, and I just kind of sat on it. And then last year at HauntCon and Halloween Expo, it was a different kind of convention for us. And we had these different retailers approaching us, asking us questions about our shirts, and they kept leaning toward the more, the shirts that weren't as maybe dark or black or
haunt specific,
but more that was more appealing to the mass populace of people.
The Halloween crowd, you would say.
Right, the generic Halloween enthusiasts. And
the Halloween crowd who may or may not, well, in most cases probably would not understand the haunt part of the business. It's foreign to them. They just like Halloween.
They go to a haunted house maybe once a year. They love Halloween. Why not wear a giant jack-o'-lantern shirt or some other color shirt with something? That's a big difference than the big evil clown or the Freddy Krueger or the Michael Myers sitting on basic black.
Right, right. And so when we started getting, you know, posed those questions, I thought, oh my gosh, this is my opening. This is what's been twirling around in my head for a year or two at this point. And I sat down on the computer and started coming up with designs. And we actually debuted a few of those designs at Transworld last year. And the response that we got from those few designs was mind-blowing. It really, I felt awesome. I'm just going to say, to hear the response that we got from people, it was just really kind of welcoming and heartwarming. And it just put me on this artistic binge to just get out as many designs as I can. And so we're actually going to be bringing 9 of those to the HauntCon and Halloween Expo show in just a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we're excited.
Now, you told me earlier that you were having a countdown to HauntCon. What exactly is that?
So we just teased the private label. So Haunt Shirts is still Haunt Shirts, but this new line, we're calling it 1031 Halloween Streetwear. And I just finished designing the private label that would be on the inside of all of the shirts, and we teased it to everybody on Haunters Hangout
a couple of days ago
and several different groups and such, and we're getting a huge response. People are really excited. And since we have 9 shirts, we are going to release not the full designs, but teases of the designs each day leading up to the convention.
Oh, very nice. A kind of, I kind of like that one. I wish I could see the whole thing, but yes, I'm getting my money ready as we speak.
Exactly. And then we'll debut them completely on the first day of the show, so then everybody will see what the full designs are.
Fantastic. Now, I remember last year at Transworld, you were doing, and I can't remember if you were doing this before Transworld, but you had designed a shirt that was for a very special young man, kind of a, not necessarily a charity thing, but what was that all about? I know it was gray.
Are you talking about Logan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. For Logan, we wanted to do something for Logan and raise money for Logan and his up and coming lung surgery. And I knew at that particular time I was in the process of building the new display for Transworld. And so I knew I didn't have time to actually sit down and draw it, but I had an artist friend, and I went to this artist friend and said, hey, look, I want you to design a shirt for me or do some artwork for me, but it's very specific. It needs to have a scarecrow. I want it to be kind of scary looking. I want it to be, you know, have these crows. And I was telling him I want the crows to be kind of attacking this as though they're like eating away at the scarecrow, and the lungs of the scarecrow need to radiate out as though they're like powerful. And it was a very specific design I had in mind, and he did a great job of reading my mind. And then we put it on a shirt. It had a glow-in-the-dark moon, and we were selling it to raise money for Logan. And whatever proceeds we raised or sold the shirt for, we personally, James and I, matched those. And then we had other people who also matched a dollar amount. And at the end of the day, we ended up raising close to $5,000 for him.
That's fantastic. I remember the Lungs for Logan campaign that was going on. Now, Logan was a haunter?
He's a home haunter with cystic fibrosis.
Right.
And he is on the transplant list. As a matter of fact, as of just here recently, he is in North Carolina, which is where the surgery is going to take place. And he, my understanding of the process is like he's staying in a special either home or facility, essentially awaiting the date that they take him back for surgery.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an awfully great and very generous thing that you guys do. Is there going to be a Lungs for Logan 2 shirt for maybe recovery efforts, or have people approached you about maybe designing something else like that?
Nobody's approached us. We've had some brief conversations about doing some more stuff for Logan. We just kind of wanted to see what happens, see when his surgery was, and then kind of go from there. But, you know, this, obviously the sooner he has it, the quicker we can pull something together for him.
Obviously,
yeah.
So.
I do have something kind of up my sleeve. I do have something that I was working on over Christmas, and we're going to bring it to the show. I'm keeping it a big secret because if Logan's listening to this, I don't want him to know what it is, but it's a gift from us to let him know that we're still thinking of him, that we care very much about him, and that we're all rooting for him and pulling for him and supporting him every single day.
Excellent. You know, and haunters are such generous people. As far as, you know, the Don't Be a Monster campaign and the Haunters Against Hate campaign and all the myriad ways that haunters raise money for other people and for causes and things, you know. We're not all just big, scary people in black T-shirts, so to speak.
We are,
maybe
but
we can be big, scary people in other colored T-shirts as well. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Do you guys do custom work? If a haunted house came up to you and said, hey, I want you to design a shirt for me, can you do that?
Yeah, so that's really what the business started as. When we did this, I guess, almost 4 years ago now, our plan was how do we become a T-shirt screen printing business specifically for the Haunted Attraction Association's industry. And that kind of morphed into, well, we could also support it with some of our own haunt-inspired. We had a ton of designs that we thought of prior to launching the business. We thought, well, we can do the screen printing piece, and while we grow that, we can support that with some of our own haunted brands. That's kind of morphed into, we're doing a tremendous amount of screen printing for haunted attractions now. We've done some convention work. You know, we do screen printing, we do embroidery. We can do just about anything, you know, as far as tchotchke type stuff for gift merchandise. But yeah, you know, if there's a haunted attraction out there looking for screen printing or merchandise, yeah, they can always reach out to us. We're happy
to
help.
Did I miss you saying embroidery?
No, I said embroidery.
Okay, yeah. Sorry,
that's new.
It's a new exciting thing that we actually have in-house embroidery now. So something that we're really excited to also be able to provide to the haunt industry and all of the vendors as well as the haunt owners and such.
I may have to talk to you about that. I've got something in the back of my mind for the show related that I might have to talk to you at HauntCon about that. We'll talk off air maybe. But,
Sounds good. And as for custom artwork, yes, we are able to do custom artwork for people. As a matter of fact, I was very, very, very fortunate to design the new shirt for HauntCon this year. So we're printing that, and we also designed it. So if somebody not really sure what they want or need help with logo work or something like that, we we offer that as well.
Oh, congratulations on that. Now, one last thing before we wrap this up. Melissa, I did not know you were a screen printer when I first met you. Most of the times that I have seen you, you've always been doing set design building classes at various conventions. Is that where you got your start in things? And did you have a company that did that? How did you go from that to doing T-shirts?
So, honestly, the way this happened was actually the brainchild behind Hauntshirts was James. James is the one with the background in the relationships and such when it came to screen printing and shirt design. I was just an artist, and I love to create as much as I can. And when it came to set design and stuff, I actually grew up in Orlando and was a theater major and built sets and scenes for, you know, the plays and stuff that I was in. And I detoured in my career into a legal field, believe it or not, and then ended up coming back kind of by accident into set design and such. And that was always a passion of mine growing up, and it's still a passion of mine today. And it's, you know, that's kind of where it happened. So I'm just kind of, when it comes to art or creativity, I'm kind of a jack of all trades or a Jill of all trades or a Renaissance woman, however you want to put it. It doesn't matter what the medium is. It's just about me creating. And James was the screen printer, and I kind of came with him to him with ideas. And of course, he had ideas of his own. There's a lot of designs that James came up with that are some of our most popular.
Are you still doing set design? Well, I haven't seen you build anything in over a year. Are you still going to be doing classes in 2019?
I'm not, actually. I took, I had a very rigorous teaching schedule last year, and it tired me out. I was kind of exhausted by it, and I almost lost two of my fingers as a result of it in a miter saw accident. And so I decided that this year, 2019, I'm going to take a break from teaching and just enjoy the shows for once and really kind of be there in the booth with James and maybe take some classes as opposed to teaching them this year.
Yeah, part of the issue, Drew, we run into is we've actually gotten so busy at the conventions that, you know, we're having to ask friends to help us when Melissa runs off to teach. So it's become... Well, I still want her to teach, and she wants to teach. The business has just grown so much that it requires a fair amount of our attention on those for those 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
No doubt there. And every time I see your booth there, it is swarming with people looking for their size. I like this one. I'll take that one in a large, that one in a medium, that one for me in double XL. But, you know, I'm working on it. But anyway, for people wanting more information on Hauntshirts, where will they be able to see these sneak peek countdowns into HauntCon? What booth will you be at HauntCon? How can people get more information? Maybe they want a little custom design. Maybe they want to just check out the new styles and your current inventory.
Well, they can always check out Hauntshirts.com. These new designs probably will not be on the website until probably closer to Transworld is my guess. But we'll have them on Facebook. They can always go see them on Facebook. And anybody wanting to talk to us about screen printing can, you know, just go to our website and they can find us there. As far as where we're at HauntCon, we're actually not on the HauntCon side. We're actually on the Halloween Expo side. Mm. We are directly outside of the HauntCon show, though. You literally can't miss us. I think we're right outside the main entrance.
Hitting the big time. Don't forget about us little folks inside HauntCon now.
Not going to, but yeah, you can find Hauntshirts on Instagram, Facebook. I just went blank on where else.
Twitter,
YouTube, even.
The NetWebs.
We're all over the place on NetWebs, and we'll be teasing the designs all over Facebook, Haunters Hangout, Damn Texas Haunters, just about any social media outlet that we can.
And aside from HauntCon and Transworld, what other conventions are you planning on vending at in 2019?
We haven't fully decided as of yet. Right now, our only solid plans right now are HauntCon and Transworld, and we're more than likely going to do a show here in Dallas. But I think that's probably going to be it this year. It's becoming very difficult for us to do all the shows and run the business and, you know, have a family at the same time. So.
Totally understand. Well, Melissa and James Winton, I want to congratulate you on getting Haunt Shirts as big a company as it is in such a short amount of time. Remember, folks, you can go to their social media sites, check out the Countdown to HauntCon, all the new shirts. I've seen a few of them. I've already picked out which ones I'm going to go by and pick up. And hopefully they will go home with very few of them because all the haunters and Halloween enthusiasts have bought them all out. So remember, hauntshirts.com. Check them out on all the social medias. And thank you guys for taking the time to be here on the Big Scary News.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate the support.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... good night.